Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Greetings, Chosen Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous pastor, Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/Pastor Greg. That's paypal.me/Pastor Greg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically-based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. So good to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I'm so excited to have my next guest with me. Man, his autobiography, well, is amazing. Absolutely amazing. He started VetsForChildRescue.org. He's a Navy SEAL, DEVGRU sniper. He grew up near Houston, Texas, got his tactical start in the U.S. Marine Corps, quickly transitioned over to the U.S. Navy to pursue the high-level special operations as a U.S. Navy SEAL. He was a part of the Naval Special Warfare Development Group, and he has taken that experience and now is involved in rescuing children. He was a part of the film that I described to you in the last segment, The Mind Polluters, and he has a film that I would encourage you to watch that he produced called Contraland. I want to welcome Craig Sawyer to the program. Craig, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you, Pastor. I appreciate coming on and having the opportunity to share some of what I've learned.
Well, sir, I think so many don't understand how pervasive these issues are. I was trying to describe it in accordance with what your interview and several others' interviews in the Mind Polluters talking about the amount of pornographic material that's being poured into our children and the efforts to engage them in sexual activity. But talk to me about how that creates the grooming for the activities that you see and that you intercept.
Well, people, you mentioned we don't know about it. It's because it's actively censored. I can post any topic under the sun on social media and it'll do well or it'll do poorly according to what the algorithms dictate. And when you try to expose the harm being done to children and solutions for it, it gets just absolutely crushed and almost nobody sees it. So it's easy to measure the coordinated censorship of this topic, which when you realize it's a $38 to $50 billion a year criminal enterprise, the fastest growing crime on earth, trafficking children. So there's a lot of money being made. There's a lot of political horsepower behind it. We saw what Epstein and Maxwell were up to, catering to the elite, and they conduct brownstoning operations, as they call it, in the intelligence community, which is essentially it's a blackmailing operation by where they film the elite guests at these on these islands and mansions, at these parties that they have. They don't have every manner of vice there available to the guests, and they have the house wired with cameras, and they film them doing whatever they do, and there are underage children there in a lot of cases, and they film these public figures or elected officials doing God knows what they do with children, and then the intelligence community officials or the entity conducting those blackmail operations then basically own that official because they've got that video to lord over them. So that's why you and I, the taxpayer, don't get what we're voting for anymore. Someone says, hey, I'm for God and country, and then they go to D.C. and they do the opposite. What happened? Well, they're probably on video having sex with small boys or girls. And that's how ugly it is. And it's gotten really that pervasive. And if you now, there are a lot of people that are trying to politicize this topic, and I say we must not allow it to be politicized. Yes, politics is a vehicle to get what people are after. And if you sit back and watch that there's a portion of powerful and wealthy people on planet Earth that want more power, they have been orchestrating and pushing for leverage to get that power over the United States. And some of that is our academic system. So they are infusing our academia with their agenda, which is to break down the morality of the American populace. Break down the morality, and then you could begin to destabilize the entire populace. So they're attacking what makes us strong. And essentially what it boils down to is our belief in Jesus Christ, our Judeo-Christian values, the system by which we all take care of each other, treat your neighbor as you would want to be treated, that is all under attack, and it's being eroded. And that's what we see playing out in the schools. To answer your question,
right,
they are teaching small children more and more perverse subject matter all the time. And it's not subtle anymore. It's not going slowly anymore. It's in your face. It's overt. And whenever people step up and express their concern, we're talking families. Mothers and fathers stand up at school board meetings expressing concern that their small 5-year-old child is being taught how to have sex with a full-grown predatory adult, or how to have anal sex, as another example. At 5 years old, when they express their concern for their children, they're deemed a domestic terrorist.
Right.
by tyrants cowering behind razor wire fences in D.C. So why this craziness? Why this lunacy happening? Well, it's because they're trying something very dark and ugly, and they cannot afford for us to stand up and see it and call it out. They can't afford for the average American citizen to stand up and say, essentially, the king has no clothes, right? We can't call it what it is, because what it is unspeakable.
And we're going to get attacked if we do. You have personally been slandered and attacked by a number of what appear to be very tactical attacks against you. And obviously, they're because you are exposing what people are doing, and you've poked the bear, so to speak.
Yeah, and we knew that there would be attacks. We just didn't know exactly what they would look like. And what it has turned out to be is PR-type smear campaign. And the narrative is quite obviously a central narrative. It's coming from one source, and there are several players that have been exposed in carrying this out. One was Fiona Barrett over in Australia. She has gone silent. Over a year ago, something happened where she decided not to carry out that attack anymore. I'm not quite sure whatever happened in her life. Maybe she actually found Jesus Christ and decided to not be a part of this, but she's gone silent. Another one, Daniel Lee, we sued him. Now, another pastor, Russ Dizdar, Steve Quayle, and Doug Hagman were all being slandered by Daniel Lee, as was I. And Daniel Lee was screaming out for us, challenging us to sue him if he wasn't telling the truth. So we did, and we brought the facts, and Daniel Lee ran and hid. And the end result of that trial was he was court ordered by the judge to pay $4.65 million in damages and punitive damages for defamation with malice.
Wow.
So there was zero foundation for it, and it was a vicious type of attack meant to ruin lives. So that's what the attacks have been in my case. But make no mistake, whenever you stand up and you push into enemy territory, if you push the good fight, if you expose the truth that they mean to be kept quiet, evil will bite back. But if God's on your side, man, there is no better place to be.
Amen.
Yeah, there's flaming arrows coming at me 24/7, and I wouldn't change it.
Right.
I wouldn't have it any other way. God is just shattering these obstacles before us every day. It's actually a very cool experience. You know, my wife and I are growing spiritually like we never have.
It's interesting, Craig, because I was sharing this in the last half hour, folks, and this is hour number two of our program, but I was sharing 2 Kings 24:19 says, and he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord according to all that Jehoiakim had done. And I read through, and I would encourage you, I'll get this posted up on our website, but there are example after example of these kinds of things. And I was talking a little bit about, you know, the idea that abortion, as an example, is, you know, these abortions, the satanic realm, the Luciferian realm, considers those to be child sacrifices. I mean that's how they, you know, view this. And what we're watching happen, I mean, this is pure evil, Craig. It's pure evil. What you are engaged in exposing and working so hard and putting your life on the line to stop is evil. And people need to understand that this kind of evil is not new under the sun. It's not a new evil. It's not, this isn't conspiracy theory, you know, something new that Craig is making up. This is real. And of course you show that in your film Contraland, and your daughter, it was almost a victim of this.
Yes, sir. Well, she was certainly victimized because she was violently raped at knife point repeatedly. So she may have been sold and trafficked if she had not been able to get away from her attacker. He was a serial rapist, and because she fought back, he's in prison for 68 years, which is a life sentence for him because he was already 34 years old. So,
and should well be, by the way.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Well, you mentioned the Luciferian cult of destroying the children, the ancient biblical gods, if you will, you know, small g, Baal and Moloch. What they're all about is defiling God's most precious and innocent, which is the little children. And it's unthinkable to imagine people deliberately setting out to harm the children in unspeakable ways. But that's what evil is. And these people that subscribe to that are selling their souls for whatever benefit they can get here in this life. Mm-hmm. We Christians know this life is as a vapor of smoke, man. It's here and gone compared to eternity.
Amen.
It's foolish.
Yeah.
To seek, the benefits here and now and forsake eternity, but that's what these people do. So come to find out in our investigations and the testimonies of a lot of the victims and witnesses and so forth, many of the global elite they subscribe to these ancient cults.
Yeah.
And defiling children is part of their culture and what they're all about. The power structure, I already mentioned, the political blackmail. Well, there's the financial benefit.
Right. And, we're going to take, Craig, we're going to take a quick break. Okay. Well, here's the thing. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, there are things that you can do. Okay, and so we don't want to leave you with a sense of, oh my gosh, my kids are out there and holy smokes. There are things that you can engage in and you can do. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died 4 times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and his natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Greetings, Chosen Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous Pastor Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/PastorGreg. That's paypal.me/PastorGreg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically-based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest is Craig Sawyer. The film we're talking about that he produced is called Contraland Movie. Contraland Movie. Go to the website, vetsforchildrescue.org. That's the number four, vetsforchildrescue.org. And you can click on the tab that will take you over to Contraland Movie, and you could also just find it at that website, contraland movie.com, contralandmovie.com. Craig, you've got a special event coming up in Tucson, Arizona, where your pastor has agreed to show this film. Tell us about that, when that's going to happen, and then let's talk about proactive steps that parents can take to protect their kids and protect their community.
Yes, sir. Well, we do have still have the freedom to do something about it, and I celebrate that opportunity. So
yeah,
I was talking to my pastor a while back, and he said, Craig, it's on my heart to step up. And we've all realized that so many people are out there are screaming and some crying, where is the church on this issue or that issue? There's so many things that are playing out that are so harmful to our country, and people are hoping that the collective church would stand up and speak out and take a position for good in these situations. And my pastor was saying, Craig, I really want to help you with your fight. I'm so proud of what you've been doing. And I said, well, can we air it at the church? And he said, man, I would be honored to. So tomorrow night at Oro Valley Church of the Nazarene, he is going to air Contraland on a huge screen. We expect to have at least 500 people there. And what I pray and hope is that this example of his bold leadership will be an ignition point of inspiration for other pastors and other churches to follow suit and air Contraland to their congregations to empower them with the knowledge of this covert threat against us all. And, you know, I spent over three decades in the covert realm in the intelligence community, counterterrorist community, and other agencies with an above top secret clearance. And I did not know about the darkness and the pervasiveness of child sex trafficking in the United States. It wasn't until about 6 years ago that I learned about it. And it broke my heart. I decided to take action. So no wonder the American populace doesn't know. It's being kept deliberately from us. So this is a way that we can shotgun this truthful and powerful information out to the masses across the country and empower the people to defend their children against it and start to make the cultural change back to one that's protective of children the way that we need. So one way that they can do that, go to our website, which Pastor Greg just mentioned, vetsforchildrescue.org. There's a list of tools there to empower you on how the predators stalk your children. And just as an example, they do it through their Xbox games. They do it through the apps on their phones, folks. And if your child isn't specifically trained on it and you don't know who your child is talking to, then maybe thinking they're playing with another child on an app, but it could very well be a predator, a full-grown adult predator, on the other line setting your child up. We're talking about covert facial recognition, geolocation, things like that. They can surreptitiously video your child, ask your child to do inappropriate things. They can track your child wherever your child goes. And some of these apps. So some of these apps are quite problematic and harmful. So there's tools on how to identify that, do stuff about it, get politically active. Your judges, your local judges, district attorneys, and attorneys general for your state are elected positions in most cases.
Right.
And if they are not actively prosecuting and convicting child predators, you need to vote them out and put in someone who will. So I won't get into the big politics side of it, but there's a notorious globalist billionaire who spends huge money funding the campaigns of these DAs, AGs.
You're talking about George Soros.
Okay, so we could say it.
Absolutely.
Yep, we are talking
about. Oh my gosh, are you kidding? Yeah, no, I'm all in, Brother Craig. I'm all in on all of this. No, 100%. Yes, please,
well,
go right ahead.
Know that in Harris County, Texas, which is Houston, we have just one such DA. She's notoriously
Kim Fox. Kim Ogg. Ogg,
yep.
Right?
Yep. Yeah. Yes, sir. That's her. I don't have anything against her personally, but if she's a Soros plant. Her campaign is actually funded by George Soros, and she is notoriously failing the people there to prosecute and convict child rapists. So the American people, especially the people in Harris County, deserve protection of their children.
Amen.
And they're paying for it.
Yep.
And so they need to vote her out and put in someone who will serve and protect in good faith.
Yep.
So that's an example of other things that we can do. So we are empowered people. Be encouraged.
Absolutely.
Take heart. There are solutions. We just have to get busy. We are in a war. We are under attack. And the good news is, we haven't even been fighting back yet. So let's roll up our sleeves and decide that we want a safe and happy future for ourselves and our children. And all we have to do is just get busy.
ContralandMovie.com. Contraland Movie, you know, and that's why, you know, for example, my good friend David Shistokas is running for Attorney General for Illinois, is to be able to take on these kinds of issues as an Attorney General. And Attorney Generals have a lot of power in a lot of these states. And it's so important that we get righteous men serving in these positions, righteous men and women who will stand up for what is legal. Thank you. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Hey, this is Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. That's chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com. Be sure and get the podcast over there and sign up for our emails today.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Again, thank you so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Well, folks, excited to have my next guest with us. He was trained by the same man that trained Tony Robbins. He was actually the last student to be trained by him. He is in demand all over the country, and he has a brand new tour that they are launching called the American Freedom Tour. I want to welcome to the program, Chris Widener. Chris, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it so much.
It is my sincere pleasure, sir, to have you with me. And I was excited about the list of guests that you have. Donald Trump Jr., Judge Jeanine, she's been on the program here with us before several times. Dinesh D'Souza, we've had him on the show along with his wife, or I'm sorry, not his wife, his daughter has been on with us before, but a great list. Talk to me a little bit about the tour and talk to me about the inspiration for it.
Well, before I do that, I have yes. to tell you, we just announced this morning the biggest and greatest speaker we've ever had on the Freedom Tour. We announced today that in Houston this Saturday, we are going to be having President Donald Trump joining us. So it just took that great event and made it even more spectacular.
That is really awesome. That's fantastic. You're going to have to connect me. I haven't had the honor of having President Trump on the program. You'll have to we'll have to see if we can make that happen. That is really great. You know, he continues to speak truth and call out these political powers and really call them to account.
absolutely. He's just done such a great job in so many different ways. He's a great leader. We're so excited about having him be able to join us. And so we are looking forward to a great day on Saturday. You know, you asked about what the inspiration was. And by the way, I was a pastor for 14 years, from 1988 till 2002, in New Jersey and Seattle, until I started writing and speaking full time. And that's when I ended up working with Jim Rohn and Zig Ziglar and those folks as a motivational speaker. And as we were coming out of COVID, I partnered with a couple of guys who put 11 million people in the seats in seminars over the last 30 or 40 years. And we just decided that now was the time to put together something that would encourage conservatives and people who believe in the traditional Judeo-Christian values. And so we prayed about it. We thought about it. We raised a little bit of money from some real great patriots, and we put on our first event, and we had 3 weeks advance notice. We had 2,200 people, and it's just gotten bigger and better from there. And the idea is we wanted to encourage conservatives, because for the last 5 years, we've been told we're deplorable. We're told we're homophobic, transphobic, xenophobic. We've been told we're racist, sexist, all the ifs and all the phobics, and people get beaten down. And I've been in the inspiration business for since 1988 as a speaker, and then for the last year and a half, they've not only been told all the things, but they've been locked in their houses and told all those things. Yeah. And I just feel like people have gotten depressed, and we wanted to step up with our gifts and talents. You know, people say, what can I do? Well, the first thing to do is just use your gifts and talents. We're gifted in the event business, the speaking business, so that's what we're doing. But if you're gifted in the writing business, write. If you're gifted in the money business or you're wealthy, donate. Whatever your gift is, use your gift. And that's what we're doing, and God is just really blessing it.
So where are you going to be at this weekend?
We're going to be in Houston, Texas on January 29th.
Okay.
And then we're going to be February 19th, we're going to be in Fort Lauderdale. And Fort Lauderdale, that'll be the first time that former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is going to be joining us. We've been trying to get him. He's been trying to get with us, but his schedule has just never worked out. But so we're going to actually have Mike Pompeo in Fort Lauderdale in February.
And President Trump will be joining you in Houston?
In Houston this weekend, yes. He's going to be joining us along with his son. And I've heard Kimberly's going to be there as well. And so we're just excited, Judge Jeanine and all those folks. And it's going to be just a power-packed day.
Now, what time does it start? And how do folks get tickets?
They can go to AmericanFreedomTour.com. And it starts, depending upon which ticket you buy. I mean, folks can come for very, very little, or they can spend quite a bit of money, and that allows them to go to the breakfasts and the, you know, all the other subsidiary kinds of events that happen throughout the day, pictures with the speakers, you know, all those kinds of things. They can do that at AmericanFreedomTour.com. We have a price for everybody. And they are going to experience just a really amazing day. It's very upbeat. We focus on four things: faith, family, finances, and freedom. And, you know, being a pastor, you'll appreciate this. We actually have a segment that I do, and we talk about faith and how the country was based on faith. And it was
sure.
People of faith who drove this country. And
absolutely.
I realize that in an audience of thousands of people, there's going to be people who are various different faiths, and there'll be some people who are of no faith. But we challenge them to deepen their relationship with God. And then one thing that we do that I believe is unique to any conservative conference I've ever been involved with or seen or heard of, we take a moment, thousands of patriots, and we bow our heads and we pray for our country. But we also do something that a lot of conservatives don't always do, but the Bible tells us to do. We pray for our leaders by name. We pray for Joe Biden, and we pray that God would touch his heart and lead him and guide him. And, you know, sometimes people feel a little uncomfortable with that because we're quote-unquote political enemies. But I always get thanked for it afterwards. They say, thank you for having us do that. I know that I need to do that more often. And I think it's a pretty powerful moment.
Well, you know, my prayer for Joe Biden, it was the same prayer that I had for Barack Obama. Lord, you know, get him on the right track. Call them to you. Bring them back to you. And, you know, and get our country on the right track. And if they won't, if their hearts are hardened and they won't, then, Lord, you know, let's have them replaced and removed and put somebody in there that is going to, you know, follow you. I mean, this has been going on, you know, for a very long time. This isn't a brand new concept. I do believe that America and Israel are unique in our day, in our hour, because I believe that America, as you said, from its founding, is called by God for a specific purpose. And I believe for the most part, we've fulfilled a lot of that purpose. Sure. As our founder said, though, you know, in order to form a more perfect union. So they didn't say we're perfect right now. And we don't say we're perfect right now as we sit. We are continuing. But I think the only way we get there is we've got to get back to faith. We've got to get back to God, the Bible, and prayer.
Yeah, I mean, you take that old Bible verse from 2 Chronicles 7:14. There's a very specific recipe for having your land healed, right? If my people, who are called by my name, will repent, and you know those kinds of things, we have to turn to God. And frankly, and I challenge the church with this a lot: the fact that we are where we are now, I lay at the feet of the church. And
absolutely.
Here's why: 100 years ago, everything was Christian. And there were certainly Jewish people, and there was obviously some Muslims and some people who didn't believe, and some deists and those kinds of things. But we didn't have this problem of having no influence in culture. Somewhere along the line, and I believe it was right after World War II, we became so materialistic, we moved to the suburbs, and we started loving stuff more than we love God. And so I believe that since we are the ones that lost it, we are the ones that can gain it back. And I tell our audiences that. You know, here we are in the middle of think about this, all those speakers you just named, and we're all talking about politics and fighting for freedom, and I come out about 3/4 of the way through the day and I say, I got news for you. Politics isn't going to save America.
Right.
God is going to save America.
Amen.
We should be involved in politics, and we should do those kinds of things, because we're called to be citizens, right? Mm-hmm. But faith and God is what's going to save America.
Well, and preaching, you know, the truth. Jesus Christ hung on the cross and said these words, "It is finished."
Yeah.
And when he pronunciated his ministry, when he began his ministry, after he came up out of the water, after he came out of the desert, he said, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand." We have too many Christians that check out because they're waiting for the rapture to come and God to fix the mess. And the Bible that I read says that those that have made the mess and let the mess stand are going to receive a judgment that they don't want.
Absolutely. And, you know, I always go back to this book written by Charles Colson. Of course, everybody knows the book, Born Again.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that's older folks. We remember that he was called the Hatchet Man. He worked for Nixon, one of the few guys to go to prison for Watergate. And when he got born again in Watergate, or in prison, and he came back out, wrote a number of books, led prison fellowship for the rest of his life. But he wrote a book called Kingdoms in Conflict. And it was about this conflict that Christians have, being a person who's a citizen of heaven, but also a citizen of earth, or a citizen of the United States, citizen of whatever country, you know, a person might be reading the book in.
Sure.
And so it's really important for us to understand, yes, we are seated in the heavenly realms with Christ, but we are also people who are citizens of the United States of America, and we are called to be stewards of that country.
Come on.
God gave us that country, and we are stewards. And, you know, I have a lot of Christians, oh, I don't vote, you know, I'm a citizen of heaven. You are not following the Bible then. We must engage in a loving way as examples to the culture around us.
Faith without works is dead, and we are to be the salt, and we are to be the light. And the good news is this, and I've been talking about that this year, and I think it is good news, Chris, and that is that 70% of Americans, according to PRRI and the Pew Center, still consider themselves to be Christian. They claim Christianity. It may not be the biblical form of Christianity that you and I understand in total, but at least it's a starting place, and we can begin from there. We'll talk about that coming up. Chris Widener is my guest, American Freedom Tour, AmericanFreedomTour.com. We're going to take a quick break here at Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Get more at the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Greetings, Chosen Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous Pastor Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/Pastor Greg. That's paypal.me/Pastor Greg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. Let's see. Quick preview tomorrow on the program. Ken Thornburg is back with us. We'll talk spiritual warfare in hour number one. right off the bat, Freedom Encounters. Matt Long is with us, and we always have a great conversation with our Tea Party guru, Matt Long. Dr. Alveda King joins us tomorrow, top of hour number two, and Pastor Dave Scarlett will be with us to close things out tomorrow. So big program for you tomorrow. Don't miss a minute of it. Well, I'm very excited to have with me Chris Widener, and he is the founder of the American Freedom Tour, along with, by the way, being one of America's premier speakers. And if you've had a chance to check out his website at chriswidener.com, one of the number one influence and impact strategists. He's been speaking in front of some of the largest corporations in the world. And it's really a pleasure to have you with us, Chris. What can people be doing relative to addressing this issue of freedom? If you were to give, I don't know, maybe a top one or two items, you know, today they're listening to the show, they get done listening, and now what would you suggest that they do?
I think the first and foremost thing is anybody can be bold. You know, we cannot shrink back anymore. The left is as bold as they're ever going to get. They don't ever worry about if they speak up at work, are they going to get fired? But conservatives do. And one of the reasons that we're doing this tour is, I heard a quote that said, when we show courage, we give other people backbone. And so one of the things that I love, and I tell our audiences, look around you. You are not alone. There are thousands of you just in this room, and there are millions more. So just start by being bold. Number two, I mentioned it earlier, and that would be use your gifts. Whatever your gifts are, use your gifts. Number three, I would say become a precinct committee officer. Precinct committee officer is part of the party structure, but it's basically you oversee like a number of little neighborhoods. That's the way we have boots on the ground, and we're able to reach every single home, find out who they're voting for, make sure they get reminded to vote, all those kinds of things. A third thing I would say is run for school board. Almost every single one of our speakers mentions school boards because, you know, sure, maybe you're not going to run for the U.S. Senate. Maybe you can't move to D.C. and be a congressman or a congresswoman. But anybody can run for school board, and we actually have a 501c4 at impact-schools.com, and it is designed to help train people to run for school board. Now, why is school board so important? They determine the curriculum that our children are going to use. So they get to say, okay, from kindergarten through 12th grade, you're going to learn this. Well, what is the this? In many school boards, it's a this that none of us want our children to learn. And so you can have a voice there. And I tell people that's something that any housewife, any business person, anybody can run for school board. And it is a really important position in not only immediately in what we're teaching our children, but in shaping the future. And that's what the left did. They took over school boards and they instituted curriculums. And that's why we're churning out leftists like never before.
It really is something to watch. Now, of course, you know, the other part of this, and you know that, you know, something's up because they've labeled parents that show up at school board meetings as domestic terrorists. I mean, that in and of itself should really awaken us to realize they must be doing something that they shouldn't be doing, and B, obviously they don't want parents to know about. Why? I mean, why else would you make those kinds of outlandish claims?
They will do anything and they say anything. And I'll give you a classic example. When the right says, we think 2020 was a stolen election and there were problems, what do they say? That's the big lie. And they brand it. They're really great at branding. They using Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals, they pin us in a corner and they attack us. But now listen to what's being said about the 2022 election. They know that they're going to get steamrolled. This is going to be beyond a red wave. So what are they already doing? They're sowing seeds of doubt. You listen to the left. Now what are they saying? There's a possibility this could get stolen. You know, we're really concerned about a stolen election. They're already sowing seeds. They know they're going to lose, and then they're going to be able to come back, and they're going to make us ineffective or as ineffective as possible for as long as possible by delegitimizing the 2022 election. And then, of course, if we win in 2024, they'll do the same thing. And if they win in 2024, they'll say, this is the best, most secure election ever. They will literally say and do anything to maintain power.
Well, what's so absolutely crazy about this, right, is that, you know, in 2016, Hillary ran around. I mean, they spent the entire 4 years of President Trump's presidency claiming that he was an illegitimate president. I mean, remember that they set Washington, D.C. on fire. They assaulted people. I have a friend of mine, Tim Constantine. He and his son were on their way home from the inauguration and literally were chased by people on the streets of Washington, D.C. They committed all kinds of violence. You had Ashley Judd standing on the stage. You know, it was either her or one of the other ones that was talking about. Remember, they said they wanted to blow up the White House.
Oh, absolutely. And if you remember right, they went after the electors. Remember, they reached out to all the electors before the Electoral College met, and they were saying, you don't have to vote that your way. You're free to vote. They tried to manipulate. And then when we said, hey, we want to take a look at these electoral votes and the electors, of course, it was, you know, damaging our democracy and the greatest threat to our. The left will do and say anything. And frankly, they are better at language than we are. And I think there's also another thing. I believe that, generally speaking, conservatives have a more commitment to honesty and truth and integrity. Doesn't mean we're perfect. Doesn't mean that we don't have politicians that go off the rails or, you know, whatever. But generally speaking, we are less likely to pick a fight and we're less likely to lie. And so we're nice. And they know that. It's like, you know, you're in a fist fight and all of a sudden the other guy pulls a knife out. And you're like, wait a minute, we can't use knives. Well, we're using knives now, but I don't have a knife. Well, now you're in trouble, right? This is the way the left works. They will do anything and say anything. And oftentimes our niceness gets us into trouble.
No question about it. No question about it. And of course, you know, look, Jesus overturned the tables in the temple. Okay. He even at one point said, you know, sell what you have and buy a sword. Okay. There are times when we have to pick up. It's interesting because when you look at, you know, why did they crucify Christ? They didn't crucify Christ because they knew he was dying for the sins of the world, Chris. They crucified Christ because he was upending their political power. And when I was talking about the king's situation earlier and all that evil, people say, oh, well, yeah, that was Old Testament, you know, and there was one of the kings that came in and wiped out the whole house of Jeroboam because of all the evil, right? I mean, he didn't leave one person alive. Oh, well, no, that was Old Testament. Well, then how come Jerusalem was destroyed in 70 AD? That was
yeah, and I would never advocate that. I never advocate violence. Never advocate
right.
upright.
Right.
You know, I believe in democracy. It's a war of ideas, not a war. And so I believe that we live in a day and age where we need to get the message out. We don't need to resort to violence. We need, especially as Christians, I believe that we need to lead by example and understand that it's the power of the Holy Spirit that convicts hearts. You know, we can make something illegal. You know, we could make fornication illegal, right? It's now illegal. But that's not what's going to stop fornication. What's going to stop fornication is a heart change. When God touches the heart, you wouldn't even need a law if God touches the heart. So I believe that particularly as Christians, we need to stage the culture around us.
And that's why in 13 of the original or 12 of the original 13 constitutions, if you read those, and in one of them it still exists, they wanted people of faith in leadership because they wanted people who understood that there was a higher power, somebody that they would answer to when nobody else was looking. They elected people with a righteous heart to lead them. And we need to get back to that. Chris Widener, American Freedom.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest.
Spiritual warfare is real and it's dangerous. But this week on A New Beginning, Pastor Greg Laurie reacquaints us with the protective armor the Lord has given us to fight victoriously. Tune in for the finale of our most requested messages of the year, Insight on Spiritual Warfare and a Study of Noah, this week on A New Beginning.